Elama, you don't want to give it to your son for matana manas l'hachzer. You just want to let him use it for the mitzvah. That's no good, though, we're saying. Because the mitzvah's chinuch has to be that it has to belong to him. So this is a little bit of a question. How do we get the katan toned the lulav for the first day and he can still have a power to give it back to you? However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that the Rosh Hashanah to learn that for the mitzvah's chinuch, it's enough to let your child hold the lulav even though he's not koneh. Even though it's only borrowed, he could be mekaneh the mitzvah's chinuch this way. So either the answer is people buy their own chinuch esregim to give their children, they should use their own lulav esreg takam. Or if not, the Churi Kibitzamach, the Mishnah Berurah says that we give it to them even though it really still belongs to us. But really to be makner to them, our manata, they have to give it back to us. Since they can't give it back to us, it's not called a good kinyan, and if we really are makner to them, we won't get it back anymore, so we won't be able to make the mitzvah the next day. Therefore, the best answer is like not to have das to be makner with him, but rather just to hold that you could be makner the mitzvah's chinuch just by letting him use shol even the first day, or else to buy your children their own lulav yesrik. Versus weiter. Lomli lemeima shalokhu bielav zuz. Why do we have to say the case here that he bought it for $1,000? Lo yadiyach to teach us kama mitzvahs chavivas aleim. How chaviv, how dear, how much they love to do the mitzvahs, that he spent even $1,000 on it. Omalei ma bar meimel rabashi. Abo tzluya komatzli bei. My father used to daven Shimon Esrei on Sukkis holding his lulav. That's how much he loved the lulav. Even while he was davening, he used to hold on to it. For the more mitzvah, you have a kasher on this. Halacha is, lo yoychaz odim tefillin biyodai. You're not allowed to hold a tefillin in your hand. If you're wearing them, good. But if you're not wearing them, just hold them, you're not allowed to. To say for Torah b'cheikah, hold the sefer Torah in your knees. For your spalon, the daven Shimon Esrei. Because we're afraid that maybe it's going to fall out of your hand. So you have to think about it the whole time, and you're not going to be able to concentrate to have kavanah during Shemon Esrei. So you're also, how could you daven Shemon Esrei when you're holding your lulav? Why aren't you afraid? Like you should be afraid. You're worried too much that maybe you fall out of your hands. Right? If it's safe, yeah. For lo yashtin ben, you can't be mashti. You can't let out meraglayim. For lo yishin ben, you can't sleep. Lo shinas kvav, lo shinas arai. Not a small sleep, not a big sleep. You can't when you're holding these things. So it's also we're afraid maybe you fall out of your hands. V'yama, Shmuel says, Sakin, if you're holding a knife, or kar, a plate that has food on it, kikar and bread, umoyas and money, harelu kiyetze ben, these things also you're not allowed to daven Shemon Esrei when you're holding these things. Also, it bothers you, you're worried that maybe you'll drop it. So where it says, hosom lav mitzvah ninu, all these other things, you're not doing a mitzvah that you're actually holding it. Therefore, v'torid bu, since you're worried that maybe you fall down, it'll stop your kavana from the mitzvah of davening, you shouldn't hold it when you're davening. Abahoch, when you're holding the lulav, mitzvah ninu. It's a mitzvah what you're doing right now. The actual holding of the lulav, even though you were makayim the mitzvah already, but say the kol zman you're holding, it's also a chilek of the mitzvah. At least you're doing the maisa mitzvah. For le torat bo, therefore it's not called you're really worried about the mitzvah, but rather we say, Rashi says, Hochin telos le kachosa mitzvah, or mitzvah shechaviva mitzvah lov, ein maso, or shimura kovin alov le torat. It's not called you're worried about it, like you feel so happy, you're doing a ma'isa mitzvah now, so it's not called here that doesn't take away kavana from davening. The Ritva learns here that avada, really the question is, what do you mean by holding the lulav still? Since it's a mitzvah, you're worried, maybe you fall down, it also take away from your kavana. So he learns the pshat is that since true, it'll take away a little bit the kavana of davening, but since what you're holding now is a chavivas ha-mitzvah, you love to do the mitzvah, so by loving to do mitzvahs, you remind yourself that you're supposed to do the mitzvah now of davening also. So you'll remind yourself to have kavana when you're davening. So therefore here, since it's a mitzvah and shows the chaviva, the love of the mitzvah, we're not afraid it'll stop you from davening the kavana adarabba. It will help you daven the kavana. Says weiter. Tanya, Rebbe Elazar ben Tzadok Omer, Kachoyim in Hogin Shalanshi Yerushalayim. This was the meaning of the people in Yerushalayim. Odom Yoytse mi beisav, the love of Biyodoy. People went out of the house in the morning on Sukkot and had the lulav in their hands. Hernach lebeisa kinesis the lulav biyodai. They went to shul in the morning. They were still holding the lulav in their hand. Kora kriyashma. When they said kriyashma umispal, they said tefillah. For the lulav biyodai, they were still holding the lulav in their hand. Kora bateref. They got an aliyah. Well, also had a meglila. Rashi says so they can't hold the lulav in their hands anymore. Or else the noisiest kappa of the kohen went to duchin manicho agave karka. He put it down and on the floor the lulav. Hoylech levake cholim. Let's say you went to levake cholim on cholamoid, or lenachem avelim. to Menachem Oval, even though you don't have a velus on Yom Tif, but still somebody's mishpacha, somebody died, even though he doesn't pop a velus, but it's still a mitzvah. If you're Menachem, you still make him feel good. So Lovi Biyod, when they went on Sukkis, they took the lulav with them. Nichnas Beis Medrash. When he went to learn, though, then he needs complete concentration. He can't hold his lulav. Then Mishagel Lulavoi Biyad Binoi Biyad Abdo Biyad Shluchoi. Then he sent his lulav home with his son, or with his eved, or with his shliach. The Moramaikum Ashlan, what's the chiddush of these things? Le'adicha to teach us, kamoho yizrizin ba'mitzvahs. How zorus, how careful they were, how much he meant to them to do the mitzvahs, that they kept on holding the chepsa of the mitzvah for a long time after that. The Nebiyasiyir, miyomtich, or mirabayi, lo'ishonu, lo'ishlo, yotze boy. Alright, I will stop here. Continue on this the next tape.